This is sacredspacehealing.org. That's sacredspacehealing.org. So in today's podcast, we look at the idea of powerlessness, feeling powerless. This is a really wide topic, and obviously everything can't and mustn't be covered in one impersonal podcast. But here are some considerations around feeling powerless. The most important thing to say, or one of the most important things to say around feeling powerless, is how dangerous this is as an emotion, as a feeling. When we feel powerless, we are more inclined to do things, to do anything, to feel powerful again. This means that we will fill ourselves up with anything just to feel powerful again, which opens the door to dark practices, to addiction, to a very slippery slope. We want to feel powerful, but we feel powerless. Now the clue is in the language. We want to feel full of power, but we feel less power within ourselves. Now what is power? Now our definition of power will determine how we try to make ourselves feel powerful. Does power mean money? Does it mean success? Does it mean goods, accoutrement? Does it mean status, standing, fame? What does power mean to the individual? What does power mean to you? Ultimately, power is about being in alignment with our God self. It doesn't mean we become a God. It doesn't mean we become a prophet, or we become a demigod, or we become supernatural, or we wander around being witches, because that's how spirituality has become corrupted. But it means connecting with our God self, which is the Christ consciousness, which is that aspect of ourself that is able to be the divine in human form. Being filled with power means being filled with the light of God, being filled with the light of God's spirit universe, being filled with the light of good. However, if we feel that we are lacking in power, we will fill ourselves with anything in order just to feel full. So we might say, oh, I feel that I am lacking in power. I want to fill myself up till I'm overflowing with the light of God, with the light of goodness, with my divine light. But we can also say, oh, I want to feel powerful. I'm going to fill myself up with demons and darkness and witchcraft and spells and trickery and addiction and drugs and alcohol, because I just want to feel full. Which is why it's important that we determine what power means to the individual. What does power mean to you? And also, what are you going to do with that power? Why do you want that power? Why do you want to feel powerful? How will you, being full of power, make the world a better place? Are you going to contribute to the world being a better place, or do you simply want to feel full of power so you can feel full because you feel empty anyway? Do you want to feel full of power so you can feel better than your neighbour, your brother, your sister? So you can look down upon others? So you can control others? So you can feel better about yourself? And this is where power gets corrupted and abused. Because really, the desire for power doesn't come from a desire to make the world a better place, to help those that are less fortunate, to bring joy into the world, bring love into the world, to raise the vibration. The desire for power is about ego. It's about worldly goods. It's about control. It's about feeling better about oneself. The individual feels empty. worthless, weak, scared, unsure. And rather than be with those feelings and identify where they're coming from and why they're there, the individual quickly rushes to feel full. Oh, I don't like this feeling. I don't like feeling empty. I don't like feeling lost. I don't like feeling unsure. I don't know what to do with these feelings. Quick, let me fill myself up with something that will take away this feeling. Whether that's alcohol, drugs, sex, witchcraft, spells, and other such nonsense. Why do we want to feel full? And why do we feel empty in the first place? We often feel powerless and less filled with power. The clue is in the language, because we are disconnected. We're disconnected from our higher selves. We're disconnected from our truth. We're disconnected from spirituality. We're disconnected from God. We're disconnected from a higher power, a true higher power, a higher power that operates in the light, not in the dark. And often when we're in this state of powerlessness, we're floating around and we're panicked, we'll grab onto anything, any spell, any witchcraft, any ritual, any person, any substance, to try and feel less frightened. And we see it all the time. We see it in so many who declare that their life has gone a certain way because they sold their souls, because they traded a part of themselves to feel powerful, to have success, to have fame, to have fortune. I have seen it time and time again, seen so many undertake dark rituals and spells and incantations and all kinds of rubbish just because they want to feel more powerful. They feel threatened and intimidated in an environment, feel as if they're not good enough. And rather than sit with those feelings, which arise for every single individual, accept those feelings and then hand them over to a higher power. Hand them over to God, Spirit, Universe. I don't know what to do with this pain. I don't know what to do with this feeling of emptiness and this powerlessness. But you will help me. You will help me find a way through the light, a way that is good. Rather than do that, they quickly run to a quick fix, because they feel threatened by another individual. They feel unsure, uncertain. Feeling powerless is an indication that we are not connected. And so it is telling us that we need to go back to our practices. We need to go back to prayer. We need to go back to connection. We need to go back to forms of charity. Back to being inward looking. We need to go back to self-care, and we need to tend to those wounds that may have arisen and through arising created that feeling of powerlessness. Often it is a wound within us that is getting triggered that makes us feel that we are powerless in a situation, because truly we are never really powerless. We can always find a way, even in the most desperate circumstances. We are seeing it right now in the world as millions suffer across the world, as innocents are being bombed, their lives being ripped away from them, their homes being ripped away from them, and the world is not helping. The world is looking the other way. While that is happening, so many are finding the resilience. And what are they finding the resilience in? How are they finding that resilience? They're finding it in their faith. In their faith that there is a reason why their lives are being misdirected or directed in this way. That there is a reason for what is happening. And that there is a higher power. Not my will, but thy will be done. We have forgotten that, and in our spiritual marketplace and spirituality has become so corrupted. Spirituality is no longer about the light. It's about the darkness. It was infiltrated over a decade ago, and these very dark practices started to come in. And we were fooled into believing that we were worshipping goddesses and gods and all kinds of things. But we were being tricked. And people are now so lost in their spiritual practices that they're really just practicing witchcraft. And a lot of healers are really just practicing witchcraft. This is why healings don't last. This is why healers misdirect. This is why psychics misdirect. This is why people will waste hundreds, thousands of pounds on healers and psychics, and their lives will never change. This is why people follow spiritual practices and yet don't find fulfillment. Or they have fulfillment for a few years and then their lives go horribly wrong. And we see this. We see this in those celebrities, in inverted commas, whose lives disintegrate. Because pretty much every single one of them will say a similar story. Somewhere along the line, they made a deal. They sold their soul for power. We have these stories in our literature. We have these stories in our Greek myths. We have these stories in our poetry. We have these stories in music and in art. We try and cheat our way into power. And when we try and cheat our way into power, eventually it catches up with us, in this life or another. So, do you feel powerless? And if so, where is that feeling coming from? Can you remember a time in your life when you felt powerful? And what were you doing? What were you experiencing? Chances are that when you felt your most powerful, you were probably in your most aligned, your most loving, your most creative. And you probably had some really good self-care going and really good spiritual practice. Chances are, perhaps not, but chances are. Can you remember a time when life felt good and you felt full? Full of life, full of vitality, full of the power. And then recall a time when you didn't. And what was it that caused you to feel depleted? We incrementally deplete. It's rare that we are filled with power one day and then the next day we wake up and it's all gone. It doesn't happen that way. We incrementally leak our energy. We give it away, it's stolen, it's attacked. We lose it, we forget about it. And slowly that battery keeps getting lower and lower until suddenly it's at 1% and we can't find the charger anywhere. We're so lost. We're so in the darkness. So what we want to do is keep a check on that battery. What percentage is it at? Do I need a little recharge, a little reboot? And how can I do that in ways that are health full, in ways that are light-filled, God-filled, love-filled. You will never find your fulfillment in altars and rituals and witchcraft. And although it's been sold to us as good, you know, we are the daughters of the witches that you burnt, all these mantras and these kind of protest eulogies, elegies that are thrown out there to romanticize the witch, to romanticize works that are of darkness. At one point, man knew how to work in harmony with nature and with God. At one point, man understood that everything was a co-creation and a partnership. And at one point, man knew that in this partnership and co-creation comes great power, and with that great power comes the ability to do great things in this world. But along the way, man got a taste for it, like fast food, like a really rubbish burger from a fast food chain. Man got addicted. And man thought, oh, I quite want a bit more of that. I don't want to do good with it. I just want to enjoy myself. What if I used my powers to manipulate, to control? That feels really good. And man did that through a state of woundedness. Because as humans, as beings, we are born wounded. We are born crying. We are born bereft. We are born grieving. We are born breathing our last breath. Such is the irony of life. It's so fleeting, it's so short, it feels so long. And in it, we try and do the best that we can. We try and be filled with power. What we're really trying to reconnect to is that sense of source, that sense of completion, that sense of oneness. We'll never really get that while we're in physical form, because everything about the physical world is set up to make us feel powerless, is set up to make us feel as if we don't have enough, as if we're not enough. This is the matrix that we live in. This is the prison that we live in, that we have helped to co-create through our thoughts and our beliefs and handing over our power. It takes a strong soul and a strong individual to be within the madness, yet to observe it and to see it for what it truly is. Because when you see it for what it truly is, you can't really engage within it, with it. I mean, yet you have to in order to survive. It's a multidimensional task, and very few achieve it. And many fall into the traps and the illusions. Many healers and psychics that we see out there right now are not doing work of the light. I've said this for over a decade. And perhaps one day they will be unveiled, and perhaps not. They are working in the darkness. They fool us with trickery, with shiny things, and they steal bits of our soul and bits of our power so they can feel more powerful. They're not doing this work to be of service. They're doing this work because they feel empty, or there's nothing else that they feel that they can do, or because they want control or power over others, or they just want to make a quick buck. This is not the way of true healing, of true teaching, of true leading. We've yet to see that. We've yet to witness that in our lifetime. We've yet to witness the truly selfless healer, the true Gnostic. We haven't witnessed it yet, not on a global scale. But we have the opportunity to try and become that ourselves in our everyday lives. And so feeling powerless is an opportunity to get closer to God. It is an opportunity to get closer to the light. Now, we might take the shortcut and go down the road of darkness and quick fixes. Or we might take the slightly more strenuous route and really try and plug back in to source, to plug back in to God, to our faith. And faith, again, is very dependent on the individual. No one is saying that you have to follow an organized religion. No one is saying that you have to reject an organized religion. Pick a belief that resonates with the light. Pick a belief system, a faith that you can follow, that feels true to you. And one final word to say on power and belief and faith is that when you fill yourself up with the right sources. So many people reject organized religion. So many people reject religion, faith. They reject God. They reject this idea of light. But they've never really read the texts. Go to the texts. Read your Psalms. Read the Bible. Read the Torah. Read the Quran. Read the Hadith. Read your texts and make up your own mind. See where your heart guides you. Feeling powerless is such a great opportunity to fill ourselves full of right power. The website is sacredspacehealing.org. That's sacredspacehealing.org. Until the next time.